The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott, 705, March the 22nd. Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And so you can just hop into the chat room with us, say hello. We got a big show today. We're also streaming live video, so you can see who we are and what we look like. livestream.com/freefireradio.com. That should be on our website someplace. And that way you can also see us as we have our madness this morning. And the voice you just heard, of course, was Trish Clark, because it's Thursdays.
Yeah.
And Trish comes in on Thursdays, and Linda has her on the spot with Linda Bott.
Good morning, Carl, and good morning, everyone.
How are you today?
I'm just doing great.
I just saw you at the Wild Animal Feed.
The Wild Game Feed. The highlight of my life. I love Wild Game, and the Anderson Rotary is just...
They're good cooks,
and they do a really good job.
Yeah.
You know, what I really appreciate about the way they fix their wild game is they don't try to disguise all the flavor of it. It's not so overly spiced that you actually could taste the wild game, and it's delicious, cooked just right. And
well, you know,
wonderful
everybody,
crowd.
Everybody participated. In fact, Bad Bob. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
And, you know, everybody was bringing elk and deer and, you know, all these exotic animals. And, you know, Bob brought in... 26 pounds of roadkill. And it was kind of like mixed together because he had already skinned it. So we're still not too sure what that one goulash was, wasn't it? Was that possum? It tasted a little bit like possum.
I'll never tell.
No.
Do you have your picture taken with those things so you can get on the news?
What things?
Well, the things that they're killing. I mean, you know, if you go out and shoot something in another state, now you can get your picture in the paper and
get
all kinds of trouble.
Especially if you're the head of the California Fish and Game Commission.
Exactly.
My gosh, the idea of you going out and legally taking an animal that you can buy a license for and legally take, and then, but my gosh, you can't do that.
Well, I think that you can, absolutely, and I'm sure hoping that people are writing in and supporting him. Which is why I brought that up. I hope that people are supporting him and that we don't do something stupid like remove him.
Well, I'm sure they won't. I mean, how can you know, it's punishing somebody because they went hunting for something legal. Is it because it was a cougar? What if you'd gone over there and shot pheasants?
It was legal in the state that he did it in.
That's right. And in fact, you know what, if they'd had Al-Qaeda and they had a limit on them... They'd be gone out of, like, Tennessee. Because,
there you go.
Oh, yeah, just say there's a limit and they taste like chicken. we'd wipe out terrorists. What's the weather going to be today there, Bad Bob?
Well, we're looking for showers throughout the day, then partly cloudy tonight. High should be 58, low of 41, and mostly sunny as we head into Friday. But more rain on tap for the weekend. It is currently 43 degrees in Redding, and this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, where tomorrow night Ann Coulter is there. Ann Coulter's coming to town. She's coming in tomorrow morning or afternoon sometime. Then she has her talk out there and the dinner. So the dinner sold out completely.
There are still tickets available for the book signing and speech in the afternoon.
That's right.
In the early evening.
474-5546. I believe that starts at 5 o'clock.
Yes. Should be a great event.
It's going to be a good time. You know, I mean, she was so gracious and so good when she was on the show here for an hour. A couple weeks ago, and I have people sending me things saying, "Hey, can you hand her this? Can Ann see this?" I went, "Yeah, oh, sure. We're on a first name basis." And speaking of a first name basis, this is Susan Eastman from Wells Fargo Advisors with our Market Minute. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. Well, the U.S. stocks have retreated this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 52 points at 13,072. The S&P 500 is off 7 points at 1395. The NASDAQ Composite is down 10 points at 3,065. Active stocks on the big board, U.S. Steel down 70 cents, trading at $30.59. ExxonMobil down 27 cents at $85.74. Home Depot positive 2 pennies at $49.81. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Walmart's up a penny, trading at $60.56. Costco's off 4 cents at $90.63, while Safeway's down a nickel at $21 even. Turning to the bond department, treasuries are higher along the curve with the 10-year treasury note yield priced at 2.27%. For commodities, gold is down $18.60 an ounce at $16.31. Silver's down 75 cents at $31. Crude oil down $2.30, trading at $104 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And they're located out on Park Marina Drive. And if you want some ideas about which way to go in the market, Susan and Kathy and Josh, they're all really good people to talk to. Again, out on Park Marina Drive. We're going to take a quick break here, and we have a very full day. We have Maggie John is standing out there. We're going to be talking to her, and then we've got the Family Justice Center. Then we're going to be talking with Lucky Jaswani about a couple of things. But one of the things is the Supreme Court made a ruling yesterday in favor of Americans against the Environmental Protection Agency. And we're well-versed in this because the lawyers that were fighting that case, the day it was in the Supreme Court, were on our show.
Oh, okay.
Explaining this. And the Supreme Court has come down on the sides on the side of an American citizen who was being bullied by that bureaucratic thuggery of the EPA. It's going to be interesting to hear what they said and why. And it is so bad what these agencies are doing to us.
The EPA is one of the worst.
It has reached its way finally to the Supreme Court. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Carl Bott, and Linda has her show tonight, but Trish Clark is here as she is on Thursdays. We'll be right back.
Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play.
You don't want to miss the Anderson Walmart parking lot sale this weekend at the Anderson Walmart Supercenter, Friday through Monday. The parking lot will be filled with a huge selection of quality used cars and trucks at super savings. On-the-spot financing, super low interest rates, top dollar for trade-ins. This is the sale you've been waiting for. It's your time to buy and save. Quality pre-owned vehicles at tremendous savings from Crown Motors, Friday through Monday at the Walmart Supercenter in Anderson.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi, folks. Chief Master Sergeant Bob Dunlap, United States Air Force, retired, and your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. It was truly an honor and a privilege to serve our country for 26 years as a member of the United States Air Force. And now I'm proud to serve on another very important team, working hard to erect a memorial to all Air Force veterans at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. This one-of-a-kind memorial will be dedicated to all the fine men and women who have sacrificed so much to ensure America's superiority in the skies. To learn more about the Air Force Memorial and how you can personally support this project, please visit our webpage at www.usafmemorial.org. Thank you, and remember, aim high, Air Force.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl Lindebot, 7:15 in the morning on March 22nd. Trish Clark here is my guest host.
Good morning.
Good morning, Trish. You know, we have we're going to be talking about a number of things today. We're going to get into a lot of different things today, but right now we've got Maggie John and Larry Schaller here. We're going to be talking about Restoration Enterprises.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
As soon as we turn you on.
They're on, just need to speak up.
Okay, get in a little bit closer.
Okay. Good morning. This is like old home week. I sat around a microphone with you people for a while.
It's been a while.
Good morning, Trish.
What exactly is Restoration Enterprises?
Well, Carl, I'll address that. Restoration Enterprises was formed in late 1997 as a community nonprofit with the general intent of providing opportunity for people to restore their lives. And we have four little, what we'll call mini business enterprises. We have a auto repair shop down in Anderson, and we repair vehicles primarily for the underprivileged, but it's certainly open to anyone at a reduced rate. We have a bicycle program, adult bicycle program, where we take bikes from the city of Reading, from the city of Anderson, from Shasta Lake, from the city dump, and we've got some gentlemen with Shasta Wheelmen who repair those, and we put them back out for people who don't have vehicles, people who can't get to and from work. And you'll see a lot of, let's say, underprivileged folks riding around bicycles here in the general Reading area.
I have seen a lot of them.
A lot of those come from Restoration Enterprises. And we make them available from anywhere from $10 to $50 because we want there to be some form of ownership. We have another piece. It's our recycle program, e-waste, appliances, scrap metals, bicycles, you name it. So we do a lot in terms of different little drives around the community for community cleanup. And then the final piece, we administer some grant funds for housing assistance, primarily to families to try to get them into their deposits, get them off the street. And that's a payback thing. None of these are giveaways. And it's part of trying to instill responsible.
There's no fees or interest they'll charge. So what you're doing is you're helping them get off the street. They pay it back, and it's kind of a pay it forward. Then
that's
you use
exactly
it for the next,
right.
Use it for the next
group. Guy. That's
okay.
Exactly what it is.
That's
who we
great.
Are.
So there must
and the computer program.
Oh, yeah.
The technology center?
The computer program, some of the high-end computers that we receive, they're, of course, cleaned and wiped to Department of Defense software standards and rehabbed. We have three senior retired executives who restore those computers. We put in their Windows XP, Pentium 3 or 4s, or Windows 7, and we make those available to students and to seniors or other community nonprofits for $89, complete with screen, flat screen, computer, keyboard, speakers. So we try to put...
I need to go down there. I'm a senior.
There you are. You
That's
sure
right.
are. Come on down.
Well, and Larry, talk just a little bit about the people that are working in these places doing these services.
Thank you, Trish. That's a great lead-in because I mentioned the people who help with the bike program and the MAR program, but the bulk of our people, let's say the manager at the auto shop, the manager of our warehouse, the workers in our warehouse, these are people who all have history, okay? They're colorful history. Some of them spent half of their adult life in prison. These men have both been out for, well, let's say they've been out of trouble for over 10 years, working just rock solid for us. Have another man right now, happens to be on CalWorks. I took him down Monday to Corning, cleared up a couple of his citations. He's getting his driver's license back on Friday. He hasn't had a driver's license in 6 years. Our objective with any and all of these people is that they leave us in a better place than they came. And we're not, there's no handouts here. It's not the way we operate. And we deal with just, I'll say basically, small numbers. One person at a time. We're not trying to change the world. We're just trying to provide an opportunity for those who want to change their lives.
I always think of it as the starfish analogy, you know, the story of the man that is walking up and down the beach throwing starfish that are washed to shore, throwing them back in the ocean, and somebody comes by and says, "What are you doing?" And he says, "Well, I'm trying to save the starfish." And the man says, "You can't save them all." He says, "Yeah, but I can save this one." So it's that kind of philosophy.
It is. And the great thing about it is it's a hand up. It's a hand. It's a helping stand forward if you want to help yourself.
Exactly.
It's not a handout.
Teach them how to fish.
Right. Exactly. It's very successful. 1997, I was involved in starting this when I was on the board. Great program.
We have to take a quick break because we want to talk about it. You've got something going coming in effect Saturday.
That's right.
The day after tomorrow that people can participate in. And it can get rid of a bunch of stuff you don't need, but it's really going to help other people. This is Carl Bott and Trish Clark here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, 720 in the morning, March the 22nd. We'll be right back.
Leaking gutters or leaky roof? Need new doors and windows or just looking for interior design ideas? Jeff and Shirley invite you to the Spring Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. From home theater systems to home mortgage experts, pools, spas, barbecues, and health and wellness professionals, you'll find it all at the original Home and Garden Expo featuring local businesses, great ideas, and exclusive show-only discounts. Inside out, top to bottom, find everything you need all at the Spring Home and Garden Show this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Talk with your local experts for advice on the newest design concepts and technology, including the latest in everything green, interior designers, furniture, and everything for the garden. Bring the whole family. Gates open at 10 a.m. Get your free plant courtesy of Orchard Supply Hardware and have a free house key made at the Carroll's Lock and Key booth. Popovix Productions invite you to spend the day at your original Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Be sure to pick up your discount admission card at Palmer's Furniture, BCI Landscape, Integrity Heating and Air, or Carpet One, and find more information online at readinghomeexpo.com.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Rock and Roll Bingo is one of the coolest new features at Wind River Casino. It's not your ordinary bingo. On Friday, April 6th, be ready for a game full of excitement, music, lights, and fun. Over $7,500 in cash and prizes will go. 20 games play $250. Hands-free electronic $25. Paper is only $10. Be part of the fun and games. Play Rock and Roll Bingo to win cash and prizes on Friday, April 6th. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com and check out our bingo calendar. It's better on the river. Relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Let us do the preparing for a fabulous Easter brunch at Wind River Casino on Sunday, April 8th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Carving station with prime rib and roast pork loin. Buffet includes steamed clams, grilled salmon, eggs benedict, along with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults $8.99, children 5 to 12, $7.99. Under 4 years, eat free. Reservations are preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Sweet dreams are made of. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. Linda is getting ready for her show tonight, so we have Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
We're glad to have you here. I mean, this is the political season, and plus you have, you know, where every skeleton's buried in this county for the last few years.
I know, and it's so fun to get in here and just choose which ones I'm going to share each week.
Okay, we have Maggie John and Larry Schaller here to be talking about Restoration Enterprises, but you're all going to have something going on Saturday.
That's right. One of the ways that we sustain the four business enterprises and the work that we do is through collection events. And Saturday, the 24th, from 9 to 3 p.m., at the north end of the Target Center, we're going to have one of these events. And it's very easy. It's a drive-through, and we take TVs, computers, monitors, laptops, printers, fax machines, stereos, large and small appliances, and bicycles. working or not. And it's simple, it's easy, it's green. And as I mentioned, it's one of the ways that we can sustain our programs. And when you donate at one of our collection events, you are really helping your local community and a local nonprofit keep the area green and keep our mission going.
It is, it's true. And you can, and this is a way too, is that, you know, everybody's got something hanging around. You know what? In fact, I dare you to walk through this office, these offices, especially at KLXR. Start here at this desk, and you can have everything you find right here.
It's all disposable.
At KLXR. Mike Quinn, if you're listening, guess what? I just helped you with your storage.
Your place up here.
I just helped you with your storage problem. And if you can open up this green safe, anything that you can want out of that, you can have too.
Yeah, but this is just a great way to. This is easy, and it's something that you can do to clean up your own house or your own garage. And as Carl mentioned, if you walk through, you'll probably find things you think, oh, I'm not using that monitor, and why do I still have that?
I know I have bags of just little things, you know, like all these connections and, you know, things that plug into to things I don't have anymore. Or, you know, I've got remotes to a TV that's, you know, it's been gone for 10 years. And, you know, why I still have that, I'm not sure.
Well, all those things help us a great deal.
Okay. All right, so it's at Target Center.
The north end of Target Center from 9 to 3 p.m. on March 24th, Saturday. Rain or shine.
Now, here's the big thing. If you're kind of, gosh, you know, I've got my computer, I've had it for 4 or 5 years, and you know, I'm not really using it anymore and would like to get rid of it. But there's a lot of stuff on it.
You all are going to scrub that hard drive.
We scrub them if they're later models. Otherwise, the hard drives are shredded.
Okay, so there's nobody opening these things up and looking at them. You just take the hard drives out and shred them, or you just automatically just wipe them.
Exactly.
And I would just comment real quick that Restoration Enterprise with the computers, our partner is SEER, California Electronic Asset Recovery out of Sacramento. Incredible operation. They've got a giant centrifuge that they feed these things into, and it spins them and separates all the separate metals, all the different components, and they go down a conveyor belt, and each of these little components are separated. It is amazing to see how effective their extensive recycling really is.
Well, I know that you're using DoD software to wipe the hard drives, and that is some good stuff, because once it gets in there, you don't even have X's and O's left.
That's right.
And accidentally, we've had, yes, accidentally they've been scrubbed. You might as well just
You're not getting anything back.
Yeah, well, we could have been on the moon 2 years earlier if they pushed the wrong button one day. No. Okay, Restoration Enterprises, it's a great deal. Larry Schaller and Maggie John, of course, are doing this. And tomorrow, I'm sorry, Saturday, March 24th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's a free e-waste and appliance collection event. Just come in with TVs, computers, monitors, laptops, large and small appliances, too.
That's right.
Just come in and just drop them off, and you all will take care of them for free. They just drop it off, and you'll take care of it.
And we will pick up 245-0500 if other days through the week. We have a website, restorationenterprise.org.
Y'all ever do any shredding?
Pardon me?
You ever do any shredding?
Shredding. No, we don't. We don't do shredding. And we're not doing fluorescent bulbs at this time, but we're looking at that.
Lots of opportunities.
Yes. Okay.
And again, because you have the phone number in case somebody would like to contact you about other issues as well.
245-0500, any of our programs.
Okay. And do you have a website?
RestorationEnterprises.org.
Okay.
Lots of information on there that really describe our programs.
It's a wonderful program.
Yeah, and tax deductible receipts.
You bet.
Are there, too. Got to run. Thank you so much for what you all do.
Thank you, Carl and Trish.
Good to see both of you.
Right.
See you on Saturday.
All right. Carl Botten, and we have Trish Clark here, Free Fire Radio. It's 7:29 in the morning, March the 22nd. When we come back, we're going to be talking Family Justice Center and some events they're doing. But I also want to talk about, at some point this morning, the fact that Joe Biden said that, as far as he's concerned, the decision that Barack Obama made on the raid on Osama bin Laden was the most audacious plan of the past 500 years.
What?
Yeah, He said that, and of course, I guess that kind of ignores the invasion at Normandy.
Pickett's
charge, the fight for Entebbe, all these others, but Biden sticking by what he said. How'd you like to have to defend that one? Anyway.
With the mainstream media, it's not a problem, because they'll just say it's true.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicking off the trading day in a sea of red. Concerns that China's economy is slowing faster than expected is overshadowing some better-than-expected news on the U.S. labor market. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 60 points. Jobless claims hit a fresh four-year low last week. Claims are now at their lowest level since February 2008. 348,000 Americans filed for first-time benefits. It also marks the 10th straight week claims have been below the key 400,000 mark. And shares of Diamond Foods are sliding after the company announced plans to suspend its dividend. It's part of a new agreement with lenders. It will keep access to a key credit facility until June 18th. Diamond is also reportedly looking to try and raise capital in efforts to strengthen its finances. This all comes as the company works to restate 2 years of financial results due to improper accounting for payments to walnut growers. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain. CudaTel is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication. It's time to fire the phone guy. Because CudaTel can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, CudaTel by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit CudaTel.com for a free evaluation. That's CudaTel.com.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco & Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco & Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco & Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco & Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco & Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew.
You don't want to miss the Anderson Walmart parking lot sale this weekend at the Anderson Walmart Supercenter, Friday through Monday. The parking lot will be filled with a huge selection of quality used cars and trucks at super savings. On-the-spot financing, super low interest rates, top dollar for trade-ins. This is the sale you've been waiting for. It's your time to buy and save. Quality pre-owned vehicles at tremendous savings from Crown Motors, Friday through Monday at the Walmart Supercenter in Anderson.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. If you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Can you fix a water leak for me? Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. She explained. She lived in a small town in another county, and no one there could find the water leak in her car. She said, "It's so bad that the car fills with water, and I have ruined two pairs of shoes." As we walked out to the car, I couldn't help but notice she was very nicely dressed, but she wore black rubber farm boots that went to her knees. I learned that the car had been repaired the previous summer after a major collision. The floorboards in the front and back seat area were full of water, about 3 inches deep. My inspection revealed the unibody was still bent, and the repairmen had simply drilled new holes to mount the hood and fenders to the body. The original mounting holes were left open, allowing water to enter the passenger compartment. Fortunately, she had a good insurance company, and they authorized us to do a proper repair. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Home of Carl and Linda Bott, March the 22nd. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You get in our chat room. We're also streaming live video. You two didn't know that, did you?
No.
There you are.
There you are. We're
live
on
video
TV
also.
Here.
On livestream.com. Okay. And that way you get to see what's going on. And our guest goes, gosh, they never tell me these things before we show up. That's why Linda, wears baseball caps sometimes. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great sales on coffee. Great sales on tea there. They do a lot for our community. Veterans get discounts. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. What can I say about it? Except Joe and Shelley are supporters of this community and have been for over 35 years. That's Tobacco and Brew. We'll meet or beat any prices on tobacco products in this city. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, we're going to be talking now. It's a busy day. I mean, I've got all these things going on, but we have all these events going on. And the latest one is we have Michael Burke here from the Family Justice Center.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Charles and Kathy Byerly from
Mary's Pizza.
Mary's Pizza.
All originally right. In Anderson.
Yes, but now you're right down the street
now
here.
Now in Redding, too.
That's
yes.
it.
Yes. And they branched out.
That's right. But we're not going to talk specifically eating pizza, but we are going to talk about eating pizza because we've got pizza and pumps.
We're going to talk about shoving large pizzas into your mouth in the fastest time to win a $200 golf package we're going to talk about.
There you go. Okay, yeah. What's going on, Mike?
Hi, thanks for having us back again. As you know, the Shasta Family Justice Center and the Women's Refuge are working closely together now. We've merged together to help victims of family violence in our community. And part of that is raising funds through the community, really. And part of that is the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes. And Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event takes place on April 7th, right down here, not far. You'll be able to see it from your office here, where men actually walk a mile in women's shoes. Doesn't sound that ludicrous, but I think Carl's going to be out there walking, aren't you, Carl?
It's hard. It's and the funniest part is people are driving through because they come off of the they're tourists, and they drive through on 44, and they come down to get back onto 44 off the 5. You've got to drive right where everybody is, and these people are going by, and it was just hilarious watching their faces. They see all these guys in pink pumps and stilettos dressed in different ways with big hats and boas and all that, just trotting on down the street. And you
and
can
they
just
think
see.
They took a wrong turn. We're in San Francisco.
We're in San Francisco.
Even some in tutus. And I'm looking down at Trisha's shoes, and they're zebra striped with, it looks like, a couple of inch heels. And we're going to have some heels for auction at this Pizza and Pumps event. But what Pizza and Pumps is we were looking at the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event, and we thought, you know, what else can we do? What else can we do to raise awareness? The Walk a Mile in Her Shoes is really to raise awareness for sexual assault and domestic violence in our community, which is rampant. You figure 1 in 4 women are affected by family violence in one way or another in our community. That's your moms, your sisters, your daughters, your friends. And it's unreported a lot of times. A lot of people are scared to come out. A lot of people are afraid to say, it happened to me. And so with the Walk a Mile, we're asking men to step forward and show their support for ending domestic violence in our community. And we were looking at different ways to work with the community. The Mary's Pizza Shack has been there every step of the way with the Family Justice Center. I mean, from our very first sock hop last year in April, which is coming up again this April, till right now, we've been great partners. And Kathy just told me yesterday that through her Dine and Donates, they've raised over $9,000 for our community in a short amount of time. And
terrific.
That's amazing. And with this event, our goal is about $10,000, and we're well over halfway there. I think we're about $6,000 in cash committed. But Pizza and Pumps is going to take place on Saturday, March 24th, and the idea was to just have fun. Kathy, how did this kind of come about?
Oh, boy. Crazy. I had I woke up one morning, like 3 o'clock in the morning, had a dream, and just thought, you know, how could I help the community more? And I woke up my husband and said, Charlie, I have this great idea. And then I got a hold of Les.
And Charlie, what were you thinking right then at 3 o'clock in the morning? What kind of great idea could this possibly be?
I was a little skeptical in the beginning, and but she kept going and going. We haven't had a lot of sleep since she woke up that morning. It's pretty amazing what she can do, though, when she puts her mind to it. She just keeps on going and going. We got a lot of support from Michael Burke and his crew, and everybody's jumping in. There's meetings every week. It's real exciting. It's actually kind of nerve-wracking because we've never done it. This will be the first annual Pizza and Pumps, but we look forward to doing it.
What exactly are we going to do?
Oh, there's going to be lots of stuff. You want to tell them, Kathy?
Okay. Let me get my list so I don't mess up. Okay, we're going to have live bands all day from Wade
Riggs at We Multimedia.
And then celebrity pizza making contest. And
I am making my world famous roadkill pizza. I'll be there. You're going to have, Les Baugh is going to be there.
Mark Metzner
will be there. George Winship, Robert Moden, Tom Basenko, Sheriff Basenko will be there. You're going to have the city managers down there of Anderson and councilman. General Manager of Wind River is going to be there. So you've got about 8 or 9 people there that are going to be making pizzas, or so we hope.
We had a pre-event yesterday, and there was a little 5-year-old boy there whose name is Caden, and he taught the guys how to do it. He came in, and he threw the pizzas in the air at 5 years old. He's made 80 pizzas so far down at Mary's. But one of the things we're also doing is a fashion show where we're going to have men walking in the heels to show that it can be done. A woman's going to lead them and teach them how to pop, lock, and drop. Is that what you call it? And we're also going to have baskets there so that way men can actually buy shoes right there on the spot. We got some patent leather 5-inch heels, size 16.
I was going to say, that's got to be a challenge to find heels that big, is it not?
My wife called one day, and she goes, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm shoe shopping, hun. I'm looking for heels. And she goes, really? I
think you might need some help. Take a break on that. Okay. Michael Burke is shopping for heels, and his wife was frankly shocked.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to take a break here, Free Fire Radio. Our guests are Kathy and Charles Byerly from Mary's Pizza Shack and Michael Burke from the Family Justice Center. We're talking about pizza and pumps. It's going to be Saturday out at the Mary's out in Anderson.
At the Shasta Outlets.
Yeah. At the Shasta Outlets right down there. And we'll be right back after these messages.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Carmona's Appliance Center.
Shoppers at Carmona's Appliance Center's annual private sale took advantage of huge savings on name brand appliances.
I couldn't believe the selection and the prices on all the appliances I needed for my kitchen remodel.
The sale was a huge success, but we still have a warehouse overloaded with appliances, so we've extended our sale prices to the public through Saturday the 25th. Our stores are bulging with washers and dryers, dishwashers, disposals, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, and more. All our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jennair appliances, including floor models and one-of-a-kind items, are priced to move and backed by our parts and service departments. Plus, 12 months same as cash, free local delivery, and at Carmona's, we'll meet or beat any local advertised price, or it's free with no credit check necessary. Your local brand source dealer is Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Redding, and our appliance and mattress location at 330 Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
It's not how many hours we put in, it's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients, it's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. 7:45 in the morning, 43 degrees. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Good morning,
Trish is with
everyone.
Me on Thursdays because Linda's got her show.
And Carl has to talk really fast now and make up some time.
Yeah, you know, I've only left out like four of our live announcements. Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair, Jeff Wurst, 3208 South Market Street. If you've got a little ding in your windshield or a crack 24 inches long, this man can fix it. He guarantees his work. He's a veteran. He supports a lot of the veterans' issues here in town. You need to give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. He fixed my windshield over 2 years ago, and you can't even tell it. Can't even tell that there was a 12-inch crack in it. Our guest, Kathy and Charles Byerly from Mary's Pizza. And, of course, Mike Burke is here from the Family Justice Center. We're talking about Pizza and Pumps on Saturday.
Pizza and Pumps, isn't that a weird name?
It
but
is,
it's a great name because it says it all. We have pizza.
Obviously, if it's a weird name,
heels.
I'm associated
exactly.
with it.
Just to see these guys standing in their heels making these pizzas.
Oh, no. Are we standing in our heels
why
making
not?
A pizza?
No.
We're not
why
doing
not?
That.
I say you step up to the plate and do it.
Step up to the plate, Carl, and do it.
I don't see your name on this, Mike.
Oh, I'll be there.
I don't see your name on here.
No,
standing
I'm not a
in
celebrity.
Your, standing, well, standing with your name. I don't see you in here making
I
got to
take pictures of you. If you check out our Facebook page at Women's Refuge, just search Women's Refuge on Facebook. You'll see all the guys tossing yesterday, except for Carl. He's busy here at the station and couldn't make it down. But he's going to come in a little early on Saturday and
well,
get some
see,
practice.
I look at it like this, is that most of these people work for the government. So that's probably they had a little extra time
okay,
on their hands.
Okay, so rain or shine event. We actually have.
Entrepreneurs have to do their job.
Yes, we actually did plan for the rain. We moved the event indoors to one of the empty stores on the south end of the Shasta Outlets. It's the old Deb store next to Payless Shoes. So we have 9,000 square feet where the bands are going to be able to play, and we're actually going to be simulcasting it. Also, Wade Riggs is setting up his gear to broadcast all the bands.
Wade does good work also. Yeah. And you know what? I can't say enough to Charles and Kathy here about the what you're doing and how you offer your business up for this and the other things you do. Because it's not just this one. We've many times given publicity or publicized events where you match the funds or you give part of it or things like that to help people. And that's really good.
So how do the people, they come down and they're going to watch the pizza and listen to the bands, and because they buy food, are they eating at the restaurant and you're giving half their, how do the people get involved?
Well, it's a free event, family event. We have a blood source will be there. There'll be a bounce house, petting zoo, wine tasting. So it's just
can you come in at any time?
You can come in at any
starting
at noon to 5.
Just start coming in. You can come in any time. You're going to be seeing things. Now, the pizza contest, though, is at
1.
All right.
Got to be there for that.
Now, is that when they're going to start eating at 1?
You can start eating at noon.
Yeah. We'll
no,
start.
I mean the contest, they'll take that first bite. So that's when you want the emergency.
The big pizzas that you were talking about, Steph and Dad talk
about
that.
The pizza eating contest is at 2:30. It's $25 to enter, and the winner, like I said, gets a $200 golf package donated by Wind River Casino. And it's just going to be fantastic because we're not cutting the pizzas. They're going to eat them whole. The other really cool thing about this event is any child who comes in and wants to make their own pizza, they're going to be slapping and tossing their own dough. They're bringing a pizza oven inside of the store we're working in. So every child, actually every adult, anybody who wants to, is going to have the opportunity to make their own creation right there on the spot and eat it at some of our tables while they're listening to the music.
Well, you know, this is going to be a great time.
It's
I can't
going to be
wait
a lot of
it.
Stuff going
you know,
on. We just
so we want everybody out there, if you want to watch me in my me making a pizza. I mean, throwing the dough around, and then making my famous roadkill pizza. You got to be there to watch it around 12:30. But then you can stay all day long. You can come in later. You can stuff yourself with pizza, with great pizza, because you all make great pizza out there. Among other things, you got it all. I mean, there's nothing that you all don't serve that's not really good. Okay, tomorrow or Saturday, starting at 12 o'clock, down in the Shasta Outlet Center at Mary's Pizza Shack.
Yeah, and any questions, Carl, people can call me, Mike, at 243-8868. And as I said, on Facebook, we actually have a Pizza and Pumps page, so it's facebook.com/pizzaandpumps. And like we said, this is our first year event, but this is definitely going to happen here locally over and over, and maybe even other Mary's.
Yeah. And once again, all of the proceeds that are raised and this whole event goes for
the Women's Refuge towards our Walk a Mile in Her Shoes. We call this a Walk a Mile in Her Shoes pre-registration event.
Well, you know,
so
what
people
this is.
Will be able to register.
This is where
also.
You do your carbo loading for
absolutely.
This.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
because
you know how you, before the big race, you always do a little carbo loading, and then afterwards you do carbo loading replenishment.
I don't know if you know, but Charlu's grandma is Mary. And so the family's coming up to help be part of this event. And who's all coming from the family?
Well, I'm pretty sure it's Uncle Toto, Auntie Peggy, Charlu's mom, Anna, his sister, Mary, his brother, Rob, will be there.
Great.
So it's a family event.
Hey, you know what? After maybe there ought to be some, maybe there is already, and you just haven't told me, but after we walk a mile, part of that last part should be walking across the street into Mary's and getting a free beer.
Well, on April 7th, actually, we are going to be hosting a family-friendly event at Mary's after the Walk a Mile event. It's one of the two spots. The other one is O'Leary's, is also going to have an after party for the Walk a Mile in Hershey.
Okay.
So you have two options downtown, and proceeds from that will actually go back to the Women's Refuge.
Okay, great.
Perfect. And the family-friendly, does that get rid of his beer?
No, he can have a beer. They actually have a full bar at Mary's.
Family friendly, I think, has other things to it, other connotations to it.
My 8-year-old has fun. That's what family.
Okay. Family. Thank you so much, Mary's Pizza Shack.
Thank you,
Charlie.
And Kathy,
really,
and of course,
event.
Mike Burke. And
thank you very much.
And come on out and see us Saturday down in Anderson at the outlets at the Pizza Shack there, and we'll get hot on it at Mary's
fun.
Pizza Shack.
Thanks again.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in a minute. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. I was going to say Carl, but it's not.
It's Carl and Linda 5 days a week. I mean, Trish is just here on Thursday.
We'll be right back.
Leaking gutters or leaky roof? Need new doors and windows or just looking for interior design ideas? Jeff and Shirley invite you to the Spring Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. From home theater systems to home mortgage experts, pools, spas, barbecues, and health and wellness professionals, you'll find it all at the original Home and Garden Expo, featuring local businesses, great ideas, and exclusive show-only discounts. Inside out, top to bottom, find everything you need all at the Spring Home and Garden Show this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Talk with your local experts for advice on the newest design concepts and technology, including the latest in everything green, interior designers, furniture, and everything for the garden. Bring the whole family. Gates open at 10 a.m. Get your free plant courtesy of Orchard Supply Hardware, and have a free house key made at the Carroll's Lock and Key booth. Popovic Productions invite you to spend the day at your original Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Be sure to pick up your discount admission card at Axner's Excavating, Family Carpet, Melinda's Interiors, or NorCal Satellite Emporium, and find more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
You don't want to miss the Anderson Walmart parking lot sale this weekend at the Anderson Walmart Supercenter. Friday through Monday, the parking lot will be filled with a huge selection of quality used cars and trucks at super savings. On-the-spot financing, super low interest rates, top dollar for trade-ins. This is the sale you've been waiting for. It's your time to buy and save. Quality pre-owned vehicles at tremendous savings from Crown Motors. Friday through Monday at the Walmart Supercenter in Anderson.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-365. 3793.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio. Carl and the Bot. Linda, of course, is on assignment because she's got her show tonight. But Trish Clark is here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by That Kitchen Place. That Kitchen Place is celebrating their 8th year of operation, and Sherry and her staff have a raffle. You can win a fully stocked table of kitchen gadgets and goodies. Now, I love that kind of stuff.
The
Kitchen Place is the place to go to. I mean it. I could just spend hours there, and I'm kind of a manly kind of guy, but it has great stuff. They have, you know, they teach you how to cook everything. Anyway, any proceeds of the raffle that they're going to have are going to go to the new Veterans Resource Center. Again, somebody doing good things for other people. Bring down your knives. She wants to remind you, Sherry, that they have all the cool stuff a well-stocked kitchen could possibly need.
Always can find something you absolutely cannot live without.
That's right.
It's going to make the biggest difference in the next recipe you fix.
Now, we have a special caller. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning,
hey,
Linda.
Good morning, Trish. Good morning, Carl. It's Linda. Thanks, Trish, once again. It's always wonderful to hear the show. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
You're coming through great.
Hey, oh, speaking of Sherry, she's going to be on my show tonight. I know you I haven't been on yesterday. I really have been on assignment. There's a lot of things that are going on, one of which is it's in a huge undertaking, and it's so well worth it, is the Turtle Bay Auction, which is Saturday. I'm co-emceeing, and there's 36 items, and these are items like vacation getaways, fly fishing, a trip to McLeod, San Francisco with to see, you know, the World Series winners, it goes on and on and on. And the World Series won out of San Francisco, didn't they? I just want to make sure. So I'm just getting to know working with the staff and the team to put this big event on Saturday night at the Civic. And Thursday, of course that's right after Pizza and Pump, so we're really stacked with that. But this Thursday night, that's tonight, we have some of the cast members on from Hairspray and the director, Jenna Laird. We're going to give tickets away. Hopefully we're going to get to hear a couple of previews with some songs. And so they'll be on right at 6 o'clock tonight. And then after that, we've got Sherry on from That Kitchen Place. Of course, she's going to give us a little insight about what's going on. And we know Mother's Day is coming up. So May is a big month where we start to kick off thinking about weddings and Mother's Day and all those things. So I'm sure she's got a lot of new gadgets and new promotions that she's going to be talking about as well. And then, of course, Ann Coulter's coming in on Friday, so we'll be doing some things there out with her at in Salmo Vineyards. And so we're just really busy. I've just been trying to stay here getting all of our papers in order and interviews and all the things that we need to do. And I just wanted to share with you to listen tonight at 6 p.m.
Sounds like an exciting lineup, and we're all excited about all the things that are going on. You need a really big calendar in this community to keep track of all of the things that are going on and just the things that
you can't keep track of them.
Involved. But I know, you can't.
We have a huge calendar on the wall here, and we just try to keep it up and then just keep adding pages. But it's going to be a great night tonight.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Again, we love our listening audience at KCNR, and we're just all over the place. And Trish, when you sit in, it just makes it, it's that extra cherry on top. So thanks. Have a great day. Can't wait to hear the second hour.
All right.
All right.
Take care.
In fact, we're getting ready to start that here pretty soon. You know, one of the things they're talking big in the chat room is these murders over of the rabbi and the three children in France by the Al-Qaeda operative. We've been talking about that, but you're right. There needs to be a lot more. We're going to take a break now. Coming back, we're going to be talking the EPA being stood up to by a couple.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He's been blamed by Republicans for gas prices that keep surging, 2 more cents today. Now President Obama's in Oklahoma pushing for a new pipeline. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Cushing.
And I'll be standing amidst thousands of pipes destined to become a pipeline when the president takes issue with Republican blasts over drilling. He'll say his administration has opened up millions of acres for oil and gas drilling across 23 states. And President Obama will announce new orders designed to speed up what will jump up to the top of the pipeline priority list, the line from here in Cushing to the Texas Gulf Coast. Dave?
Now, rich Republicans claim this is a con job, that the president doesn't need to be involved in the Oklahoma to Texas pipeline.
That's going to be done by states, the Army Corps of Engineers and Fish and Wildlife, and it's going to happen in spite of the president.
GOP Congressman John Sullivan from Oklahoma. House Republicans are taking aim at what they call Obamacare, trying to repeal part of it. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
It's been called a death panel by critics. House Republican leader Eric Cantor aiming to repeal the Independent Payment Advisory Board,
a centralized board of bureaucrats to control decisions about how health care is allocated to our nation's seniors.
Health care law supporters argue the panel would only recommend cost savings to insurance providers and prevent Medicare costs from skyrocketing, even if the House votes for repeal. The Democratic-controlled Senate will likely ignore it. Dave?
Jared, a terrorist standoff is over in Toulouse, France, and it ended like this. A gunfight with police. A suspect who boasted of killing 7 people, including soldiers and Jewish students, jumped out of a window with his gun, then was shot and killed. We're seeing a sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow is down 89 points, despite earlier the news coming out that the unemployment for last week, first-time jobless claims, dropped to 348,000. That is the lowest level in 4 years. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by May 31st, 2012 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon just by using your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card linked to SpeedPass. Maximum 100 gallons per account eligible for rebate. Offer valid for only one account per person. Allow 90 days to receive rebates.
A military coup in Africa. Soldiers taking control in the country of Mali, and the U.S. is condemning it. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live in our Middle East Bureau.
David, they made their announcement on Mali state television.
Force Republicaine de l'État.
Rebel troops saying they're now running the country. A curfew is in force and the constitution has been suspended, saying the takeover is because the government isn't giving them enough arms to tackle an insurgency in the north. The U.S. is demanding a return to civilian rule and respect for the country's democratic institutions. It's not clear where the president is following a gun battle at his palace, Dave.
Emily, there is an acclaim from Al-Qaeda in Yemen now that it is taking responsibility for the shooting death of an American teacher in Yemen on Sunday. They claim Joel Shrum was trying to convert Muslims to Christians. Another demonstration planned today in Sanford, Florida, where a black teenager was shot and killed by a neighborhood watch captain.
People are not going to stand by and let this unjust go by.
that we can't sweep any of these crimes under the rug anymore.
He's Trayvon Martin's father at a New York City rally last night. The captain claims he acted in self-defense, has not been charged. 2 days before Louisiana Republicans vote in the next primary, a toy is taking center stage.
Mitt Romney has long battled accusations that he flip-flops on policy issues, and now an offhand remark by campaign advisor Eric Fernstrom comparing Romney's campaign to an Etch-a-Sketch which will be shaken and redrawn for the general election has his rivals on both sides pouncing.
You're not looking for someone who's the Etch-a-Sketch candidate. You're looking for someone who writes what they believe in stone and stays true to what they say.
Rick Santorum already using the reference to criticize Romney, and his national press secretary has passed out miniature versions of the toy to the press. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
As gas goes up today, oil is down more than $2 a barrel. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. Trish Clark is with me here today.
Good morning,
on Thursday.
Carl. Good morning, everyone.
Morning. It's 8:05 in the morning, March the 22nd, about 43 degrees out there. What's the weather like today, Bob?
We're looking for chance of showers today, partly cloudy tonight, then mostly sunny for your Friday. More rain coming in Friday evening, however, lots more on Saturday. Today's high 58, the overnight low 41, and for your Friday, 59 degrees. Currently 44 in Reading, and the report is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, besides having music out there this weekend, they're having Ann Coulter here tomorrow. She's arriving tomorrow for she's going to give a talk and then sign books at about 5 o'clock.
And have a dinner in the evening?
A dinner in the evening. And dinner sold out, but the talk is still there. I think there's still some tickets available.
Still some tickets available for the 5 o'clock book signing and talk. There are books out there for autographs, and it's going to be a great evening. And just as in a little bit of a note to not just talk about, it means we're talking about Anselmo Vineyards, the continuing saga of the lawsuit. The county has now seen fit, it's my understanding, to file a cross complaint against Anselmo's Vineyards over their clear back to we're talking about a grading permit.
The original suit, the grading permit.
The grading permit, actually. And so they've crossed complaint against them and the Corps of Engineers
and the
people of the United States.
The county has put a lawsuit against the people of the United States, the Corps of Engineers, and the Fish and Game Department, and I think there's one other. Who knows what it is. But if that's the case, but why would they do that? And we've got Lucky Jezrani's here, and it's not fair to him for just drop this on him. But from what I understand, it's so that he can't sue. Is it to stop the lawsuits or
Well, it's my understanding that it's still in the whole thing that he's a nuisance, and they want him to go away. And they just want him to pay that, and they've gone through the court process. They've appealed it 3 times now. Say he doesn't have any standing, he can't file his lawsuit. 3 times the court has said, yes, he does. This is a good lawsuit. Go back and try it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know the specifics of that specific issue that you guys just brought up, but I wouldn't call what the court might be trying to do as a nuisance. They might be, or the other side might be, trying to claim he's a vexatious litigant, and that usually occurs when someone claims that someone's bringing a suit without any merit or raising unmeritorious defenses. What that means is the court has to give permission for that individual to bring a suit before the suit can be brought.
And that's the legal definition, and that's what they've been doing all this time. And the court now has twice on appeal said, no, this is not a nuisance lawsuit. He has a legitimate standing. He can bring the lawsuit, take it back to your local court, and try it.
It's very difficult to get someone named like that. I think the most recent local one that had some publicity was, I think, Don Bird, if you guys had followed that out of Tama County.
Yeah. Yeah, that was when he was going after after Nielsen.
But the issue is, we're spending taxpayer dollar repeatedly over an issue That's an $80 grading permit.
It's grown, of course, considerably since then. And the fact is,
other lawsuits in Chapelgate
is that there's
all of
many,
that.
You know, it's going forward because depositions have started. We've got, you know, of course, Glenn Haas. And I understand the supervisors voted on this. And it was, according to a supervisor, I mean, nameless right now, he said it was 4-0 that they voted to go forward with this lawsuit. And Glenn Haas had recused himself because Glenn Haas is part of the original lawsuit. But there's other supervisors also, I understand, being deposed.
Well, there were two supervisors that were named in the original lawsuit.
Oh.
Supervisor Ball was also named in the original lawsuit. And, of course, then various Does and other people that anybody can be brought in. But, yes, there have been depositions taken on many people in county government. And it's an ongoing lawsuit, and so the counterclaim is a bit curious.
We have the name. I called yesterday, and we have the name of the county law or legal counsel that will explain it all to us one of these days, just as soon as I call him. I mean, they just said, yeah, give this guy a call, and he'll say what the suit is about. And we'll try to do that here before the day is out. But first, we're going to go see Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor, with our Market Minute. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. While reports of slowing growth in China and Europe are weighing on investors this morning, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 103 points at 13,021. The S&P 500 is off 13 points at 1389. The NASDAQ Composite is down 23 points at 3,052. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Oracle's down 56 cents, trading at 28.85. Microsoft is off 2 cents at 31.89. Apple's down $1.09, trading at 601.41. Local stocks of interest, PepsiCo's down 29 cents, trading at 65.07. PG&E down 24 cents at 43.39 per share. AT&T down a nickel at 31.79. Turning to the bond department, the 10-year note is priced to yield 2.26%. Over to commodities, gold is down $13.30 an ounce at $16.37. Silver's down 63 cents at $31.59 per ounce. Oil down $2.29 at $105 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thank you so much, Susan. We have our Wells Fargo advisors here with the Market Minute Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 in the morning. And if you want to go down and talk to them, Susan and Kathy the rest, just go on down to Park Marina Drive, and they will be more than happy to help you with their advice on what's happening with the market. We're going to take a quick break here. Free Fire Radio, Carl Bott and
Trish Clark
is here, and we've got Lucky Jazz Ronnie with us. We're going to be talking about, he's going to tell us what happened. If you remember a couple months ago, we talked about a family named Sackett who were being bludgeoned by the thugs in the EPA. And this was fighting its way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court agreed to hear the case against this agency, the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. And we had the lawyer on who was fighting that case the day after it went to the Supreme Court. Well, Lucky's going to tell us what happened because the case just came out. We'll be right back.
Anderson Walmart parking lot sale this weekend at the Anderson Walmart Supercenter, Friday through Monday. The parking lot will be filled with a huge selection of quality used cars and trucks at super savings. On-the-spot financing, super low interest rates, top dollar for trade-ins. This is the sale you've been waiting for. It's your time to buy and save. Quality pre-owned vehicles at tremendous savings from Crown Motors, Friday through Monday at the Walmart Supercenter in Anderson.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, 8:13 in the morning. Carl Bott and Trish Clark is here. It's Thursday. Linda's got her show tonight on the spot with Linda Bott at 6. It's 44 degrees out there. This portion of the show is brought to you by North Valley Bank. It was named Business of the Year at the Chamber of Commerce Chamboree event. And was noticed that the people of North Valley Bank get out there and help the community. A local bank, my friends, you always look at local banks before you look at the big banks. Big banks aren't there to really to help you. They're there to for their stock.
And North Valley Bank has been one of the best in our community for many, many years, getting in and helping private nonprofits and entrepreneurs who want to start a business. Great, great institution in our community. Local people helping local people.
Right. Okay. We have with us today Lucky Jezrani, who is our legal philosopher. And it just, you know, he heads up the 2030 Club. So, I mean, there's you've got many facets. You're like an exquisite diamond. Like, you have many facets, and they all shine.
Got a lot of jobs to do and a lot of things to do in the
town.
There you
go. So. Now, you called me yesterday and said, hey, you know, because I noticed that you were probably surprised I actually even knew the name of the people, the Sacketts.
I wasn't surprised. I know you follow the news, Carl.
And, well, you know what? The Sackett is that name is synonymous with Louis L'Amour in his Western books. Because the Sacketts, he wrote like 20 books with the Sacketts in it. But to have a family named Sackett take on the government. And then there was the and then when we heard this the first time, we did have the lawyer on that had got the case to the Supreme Court. But yesterday, they came out with a decision. What was it?
It was a big decision. Just to briefly catch up some of the listeners, if they don't know what the case is
absolutely.
About. Back in January, the case was heard with the U.S. Supreme Court. It's Sackett versus EPA. That's the Environmental Protection Agency. That case really stemmed from just quickly the facts. It was two Idaho landowners, just regular people, not a big corporation or anything like that. They had some property that they purchased in Idaho. And what happened there is that, I'm getting my notes kind of mixed up here too, excuse me. What happened was when they purchased the property, the EPA came in and said, well, this comes into wetlands issues. And that it's a hazardous waste issue and those types of things were going on. It was about less than an acre and was in northern Idaho. And it all started up in 2007. They were wanting to build a three-bedroom house. The EPA said, you got to stop. This is not going to happen and that your property is a wetland and that the Sacketts couldn't build it without first obtaining a permit under the Clean Water Act. They ordered him to remove a bunch of piles of material and replant vegetation they had cleared in order to develop the property, and that they were going to be threatened with almost $30,000 to $75,000 a day in fines.
Yeah, no, okay, that's $30,000 to $70,000 a day,
right.
In fines. And this is just a couple of people wanted to build their dream house in this area and
exactly.
Never knew it was considered wetlands. It was of somebody driving by, I believe, and
right.
That saw, looked at it and went, oh, one person.
And it was no hearing, no administrative process. The EPA came in and said, this is how it's going to be. You've got to stop, and you've got to make the change or face substantial fines. The Sacketts, of course, thought, well, this isn't right. We've got to have a right to judicial review, some sort of due process. This isn't right. This is our property. We want to develop it. And number two, you guys are wrong. This isn't wetlands. Now, the Supreme Court didn't get, in this case, to the specific issue of the merits of whether the Sacketts were right or wrong. The case hinged on due process rights and property rights only. So that's what they went to court for. Now, going through the procedural history, they lost. They lost at the appellate level. They were not winning. So two lower courts ruled against the Sacketts. The Pacific Legal Foundation took it on to the U.S. Supreme Court, and that was the case that was argued back in January. So that gets everybody the background. Now, what happened yesterday was a big deal. Yesterday, the Supreme Court drew a big victory out for property rights, individual rights, due process rights for individuals, and it was a unanimous decision by the Supreme Court, which is a big deal. That's not too often.
Let's talk about a unanimous decision by the Supreme Court. You have got every spectrum there, from the very liberal to, I could say, very conservative. If you're looking at the Constitution, you know, the Constitution's either a living document or it's not. But the entire, I did not realize it was the entire court agreed on this, and their decision was?
Decision was to rule in favor of the Sacketts. Now, real quickly, I mean, just the holding or the ruling by them was that the The Sacketts were entitled to obtain judicial review of that EPA compliance order, and I'll get to that here too, before the APA could start taking enforcement action of the fines regarding their order. So that was their compliance order by the EPA of $75,000 a day. Now, the court said is, before they can do that, the Sacketts have a right to go to court over the issue and argue over it. And the EPA originally thought that that shouldn't be the case, and that's what
you shouldn't be able to go to court to fight for your own rights because a bureaucracy has said, no, this is what we think, and you're just going to have to accept it.
Well, and the EPA was trying to argue, well, it's not a final decision yet, so you shouldn't have the right to take it to court.
But you're going to pay the fine in the meantime.
You're going to incur the fine. So.
But they also were not giving them any recourse because they weren't giving them any type of is this going to end now or is it going to be 5 years from now? I mean, this was their home,
right? And they had no clue what was going to happen either. Now, they did have some support from GE. GE tried to argue a similar case, I think, a couple years ago.
And GE, they, like General Electric,
yeah, big corporation. Now, uh-huh. A big corporation was unable to succeed on similar issue, not exactly the same facts, but similar theme, and they did not succeed at the U.S. Supreme Court.
Okay, let's take a break, and we come back, and let's talk about why they succeeded this time, and then
why it's important to other people when you get a ruling like this.
Yeah, to the rest of us on this.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back. This is Free Fire Radio. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's 8:20 in the morning. Our guest is Lucky Jesrani, our legal philosopher and a lawyer of choice. We'll be right back. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Leaking gutters or leaky roof? Need new doors and windows or just looking for interior design ideas? Jeff and Shirley invite you to the Spring Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. From home theater systems to home mortgage experts, pools, spas, barbecues, and health and wellness professionals, you'll find it all at the original Home and Garden Expo featuring local businesses, great ideas, and exclusive show-only discounts. Inside out, top to bottom, find everything you need all at the Spring Home and Garden Show this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Talk with your local experts for advice on the newest design concepts and technology, including the latest in everything green. Interior designers, furniture, and everything for the garden. Bring the whole family. Gates open at 10 a.m. Get your free plant, courtesy of Orchard Supply Hardware, and have a free house key made at the Carroll's Lock and Key Booth. Popovix Productions invite you to spend the day at your original Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Be sure to pick up your discount admission card at Orchard Supply Hardware, J.W. Woods, Miller Equipment, or Redding Countertops, and find more information online at reddinghomeexpo.com.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco & Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco & Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco & Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco & Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco & Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Carl Linda Bott. Linda is getting ready for a show tonight on the spot with Linda Bott. So Trish Clark is here and fired up.
Good morning. We're going to talk about what this, I'm excited to see what the ruling with the EPA has to do with the rest of us. How
That's
does
right.
that impact what the rest of the United States is going to be subject to in the future.
That's right. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Nathan's Anthems Tattoos. You know what? Many people are going down there to the corner of Market and Tehama, 1358, down to Nathan's, and they are giving away a $300 tattoo to a veteran. Now, this could be a new, you know, this could be a new tattoo, kind of freshen up an old one or cover up the other ones, like Bad Bob's doing. And Bad Bob, you went down there and signed up for this, right?
I did sign up. I decided if I win, I'll do a remote broadcast. How's that?
Well, you know what? We ought to do it. Bad Bob is getting a tattoo down at Nathan's during the show. Linda had a colonoscopy during the show. Then Bad
That's
Bob can get
I
a
win.
Tattoo.
That's only That's if right. I win. I am
now,
on a budget.
If you just wanted to go down and get a tattoo, it's 20% off until the end of the month. These are good people down there. The place is, you're struck to is when you go in there, is they are, you know, they're ready to go. They're clean. They're professional. They meet all the standards. And they're a bunch of nice people. Nathan's Anthems Tattoos, 1358 Market Street. Our guest is Lucky Jaswani. And we're talking about this latest Supreme Court decision that came down yesterday that said, and even though it's a huge victory, it's not the end of the road.
No, not at all. While it's a victory for the Sacketts, all it does is technically just give them the right to now.
Well, it's a victory for all of us.
Well, it is. It is. It is a victory for everybody.
And the victory is that we can have due process in court, essentially,
when,
right?
When the EPA takes this type of action. And it is considered a final compliance order on their end that allows us to now take that matter to court instead of waiting for the EPA to begin enforcing its order. That was a big decision by the court. The opinion was written by Justice Scalia, but like I had said earlier, all nine justices unanimously voted
now
in
this,
favor.
What this does is says that this kind of covers all of the bureaucracies, I would imagine, then that are doing this. Like if somebody says, okay, you've got to cut these trees down, then wait a minute, you know, and if you don't cut them down, we're going to charge you $5,000 a day, but you get them to take them to court now,
well,
right?
It's more of a narrow decision. It is narrow, but it's going to have, I think, broad implications eventually. It's going to be interesting to see how this ruling develops. They were narrow in their opinion because its discussion and focus in the case was specific to the scope of what was going on with the Sacketts, but it's unclear how it's going to play out in the future. But it will be interesting to see how
I
it
remember
goes.
Scalia made the comment before was he can't believe this is happening in America.
Well, yeah.
And,
yeah.
The fact that a agency, a bureaucracy, can put $35,000 to $50,000 a day fines on you and then not even let you fight it in court. They'll just keep, you know, and they'll just do it and just say, hey, this is what our decision is, and you can do nothing about it.
And the unfortunate part of that is even if you do have the opportunity to go to court and fight it, your average person, your property owner out there, doesn't have the wherewithal to do that. We shouldn't have agencies in the United States of America, the jackbooted thugs, if you will, who come in and make these arbitrary rulings without some ability to fight back.
And well, Alito, just kind of, I was reading his opinion yesterday, and I can post the entire opinion of the Supreme Court on the chat window here in a few minutes during a break if others want to read it. Alito's interesting quote he had, and he argued in his opinion that Alito argued that the treatment of the Sacketts and others denied a right to sue the EPA was unthinkable. That's the word he used, unthinkable in a country that values due process.
Exactly.
So this was a 9-0 decision is a pretty big deal, very big deal by the Supreme Court. It wasn't really even going along party lines. You always, like Carl was saying, you expect some sort of split. That did not occur here yesterday.
Well, I just think that's a... I just think that's such a huge victory. Yes, it may be only for the Sacketts, but what it does is it gives us the right then to be heard in court and instead of some nameless, faceless bureaucrat making a decision, not an elected official that you can reach out and touch somehow. But a nameless, faceless bureaucrat who just makes a decision, it comes on your property and says something, and which is in their opinion, and it may not even be true, and then didn't hold you up, and you can't even take them to court and say, wait a minute, prove this. No, we're just going to keep, this is just what we think, and we're not going to, we're just going to keep accumulating fines on you until we decide to take, to make our decision, which could be, oh, we've got to have this done. We've got to have this done. And they can just drag their feet.
Absolutely. And Scalia said in his opinion, Scalia called access to courts a proper response to the strong arming of regulated parties. So that, you got to have the ability to go to court over the issue. This was such a strongly worded opinion.
And
early on in the process, yeah, so that you don't drag it out for
four
or 5 years before you even can decide whether you can continue to build your house. This has been going on since 2007. Actually, that's rather quick to get through the Supreme Court. But that's 5 years where these people have been held up building their house.
And now they've got to go back
and start over.
Take them to court to make them have to find out they could build their house.
Right.
And here's what the EPA can do. Okay, we've changed our mind.
True.
They could do that. They could say, okay, but they won't.
It's unknown what they're going to do, but that's right. The Sacketts have to go back to the lower court, and they've got to...
I'll tell you what's going to happen. They're going to use the taxpayers' money, and they're going to drag it out for another 10 years until the Sacketts are dead. We've got to take a break. It's Free Fire Radio. And again, a nameless, faceless bureaucracy making the rules. And this time, the Supreme Court stepped on them. Let's just hope it keeps going like that in the courts. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. We're going to be talking when we get back a few other things when it has to do with rights and privileges.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. President Obama says he's clearing the path for the building of a new oil pipeline, not the Keystone XL from Canada to the Gulf of Mexico. This one goes from Oklahoma to the Gulf.
Today I'm directing my administration to cut through the red tape, break through the bureaucratic hurdles, and make this project a priority, to go ahead and get it done.
The president a few minutes ago in Cushing, Oklahoma, but one congressional Republican says the president's help isn't needed for this project.
That's going to be done by states, the Army Corps of Engineers, and Fish and Wildlife, and it's going to happen in spite of the president.
Congressman John Sullivan of Oklahoma. Al-Qaeda says it killed an American teacher in Yemen, accusing 29-year-old Joel Shrum of Pennsylvania of preaching Christianity in a mainly Muslim country. Working as an English teacher in Yemen, Shrum was shot to death on Sunday. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Shoppers at Carmona's Appliance Center's annual private sale took advantage of huge savings on name brand appliances.
I couldn't believe the selection and the prices on all the appliances I needed for my kitchen remodel.
The sale was a huge success, but we still have a warehouse overloaded with appliances, so we've extended our sale prices to the public through Saturday the 25th. Our stores are bulging with washers and dryers, dishwashers, disposals, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, and more. All our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jennair appliances, including floor models and one-of-a-kind items, are priced to move and back by our parts and service departments, plus 12 months same as cash, free local delivery, and at Carmona's, we'll meet or beat any local advertised price, or it's free with no credit check necessary. Your local brand source dealer is Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading, and our appliance and mattress location at 330 Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
You don't want to miss the Anderson Walmart parking lot sale this weekend at the Anderson Walmart Supercenter. Friday through Monday, the parking lot will be filled with a huge selection of quality used cars and trucks and super savings. On-the-spot financing, super low interest rates, top dollar for trade-ins. This is the sale you've been waiting for. It's your time to buy and save. Quality pre-owned vehicles at tremendous savings from Crown Motors. Friday through Monday at the Walmart Supercenter in Anderson.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to cars?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, and I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of cars?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in. They'll call me, let me know what needs to be done. They'll take care of it and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to cars. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio and community radio. It's a target-rich environment out there. It's 8:34 in the morning, March the 22nd. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. Give us a call. What do you think about should you have the right to sue these bureaucracies, and do they have the right just to keep making decisions? Because we're going to be talking about a couple other things in here, too, that have to do with your rights as an individual. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. You talk about man's last stronghold. It is there. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors. Just go on in there, catch up on your reading, catch up on your conversation. I had my hair cut there the other day, and it was great. You can even take it home with you if you want.
Your hair?
Well, Bad Bob does. You can. Bad Bob
would you
does.
Watch
Bad
it?
Bob. Bad Bob collects his hair when he goes there because one, it's so much because they do his back too, and he uses it. He puts it outside at his new house, and the birds use it for nesting. He's got enough hair on his body that condors come in and they take the hair.
Is this really important that we talk about this?
Well, it's a great place and one of our fine sponsors.
Oh, it is, but Bob's hair?
Oh. Okay. At least I still have some.
That's right. Our guest is Lucky Jesrani, a lawyer extraordinaire, and we've been talking about the Supreme Court decision on the Sacketts.
Right.
And how
due
it's
process.
Taken due process of the law and letting the EPA, putting the EPA kind of back in their place in, you can't just make a decision and just hold these people for ransom.
Right, right. Just kind of, you know, finishing up on that topic, though, Carl, just kind of going over some of the things that have been said by the parties involved or their positions involved. First thing, talking about the impact of how this one case is going to have on many. In 2010, the EPA itself had issued 13 compliance orders similar to the ones that were issued against the Sacketts. Those are those types of fines that are issued against people, and they're being enforced again. So now they're going to have to be a little bit more deliberate.
1,300. Oh, 1,300. Okay.
So not a small number.
No.
That's a lot just in 1 year.
Yeah.
Figure a little over 100 a month.
Yeah. And and it's by individuals that see it, too. I mean, it could be some of them are probably worthy, but as soon as you get things like this, it's...
They need to be reviewed, and there needs to be a way to determine whether somebody's just got a thing about something. Get to the point where a person can proceed with what they're doing. Time is money in these projects. Probably the Sacketts, when they get through this, and I don't know them, but they may not even have the money to build their house when they get done.
You know, and I the Pacific Legal Foundation does offer, I think, low cost or free legal services, especially for these types of constitutional issues. So they've been getting some good support from very good organizations because it is such an important issue, and it's important to all of us.
And the Pacific Legal Foundation is wonderful to step in when they see a case specifically that has this kind of impact on so many things and they move forward with it. It's an important service that they provide.
Really good organization.
Yeah.
It's good.
Well, we've got a number of organizations that fight for people out there and provide legal assistance that people would never be able to afford just because they're fighting against the government, because Obama was supporting this.
Right.
The Obama government was supporting the right of this bureaucracy to crush an individual.
But you might get a laugh out of this too, Carl. One of the Obama administration's position was that, well, the Sacketts had some other options. They had ample avenues short of actually going to court to fight this of, you know, having the risk of having the fines imposed. One of those options they suggested was going through the permit process. So
the permit process. Oh my gosh, the permit process. That raises another issue. So I thought, the Obama administration, which tried to crush the little people here, even though he said, they stand up for this thing, through the EPA, this nameless bureaucracy, based on one person's decision who they just never changed it, and the 9-0 in the Supreme Court said, you're wrong. They do have a right to have a day in court. They do have a right to know why you're doing this, and they do have a right to refute it. Because if I understand right, they also went out and bought their own, they had their own experts and brought in all the stuff from people that were very well respected and handed it to the EPA, and they refused to accept it.
Well, it didn't matter because they didn't have the ability or authority to proceed with that action.
Oh, well.
Yeah. What can I say? And the permit process. Oh, boy, that's a whole other show.
Exactly. I figured I'd just throw that in there, though. I know it would get a smile out of Carl.
Well, the permit. My whole thing with this permit process is how can some permits just kind of flow through and others not? And then how can some people do things that they gain a lot of money from, on land and have no permit at all, and yet somebody else that has the same kind of land tries to do something like build a church, and they have to go through a process that takes years. I don't understand this.
It's called selective enforcement, and it's illegal, and we shouldn't be doing it, but that's exactly what's happening with the jurisdictions. And it's not just in Shasta County.
It's not Shasta County.
We just talked about Idaho. This is something that we've got to get back to, got to pay attention to the bureaucracy and getting back control of it. And we'll wrap that right around to local elections, and that's where it starts. We've got to get back right at the basic level of electing people to these positions from the city council right on up through the Senate and the Congress in Washington, who are responsive to the people and supporting our Constitution, living up to the oath of office that they take.
You need to ask them one question. Who do you support, or what do you support? Do you support the Constitution? Do you support the people, or do you support bureaucracies that lean on people? And, we had Russ Mullen here, and Russ said, he's the one that heads up the big one there in the county, the resource development, all that, clean air, water, everything. He said there are so many laws you can't enforce. There's so many codes and laws you can't really even enforce them all. And I said, well, Russ, how do you – which ones do you pick? And they have to. It's selective enforcement because we have just been overcome by so many rules.
But there's a way around that. At the local level, we, especially counties, are an arm of the state. And so they can choose to adopt what is dictated from state and federal. They do not have to go beyond that.
They don't. They don't have to have one other than that.
That's exactly right. They can adopt the most stringent thing that the state sends down and then leave it alone. You don't have to continue to fine-tune it and add on to it. Yeah. And there always is the ability to look at that and make decisions. There's some flexibility.
Well, and when we come back, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, one thing we just want to hit it real quick is that came through 3 years ago was the septic tanks. And that is when people stood up to it. And then
they were able to turn it around.
And that was a legal issue on individual property rights, too.
Could have been huge in this county.
That's right. We'll be right back. This is Free Fire Radio, Carl Bott and Trish Harris. It's Thursday. I'm sorry, Trish Clark.
I just got my name changed.
Well, my sister had her name changed on the show here one day, too. We'll be right back, 8:42 in the morning.
Your passion? Stop by Wind River Casino and play in the $15,000 high-stakes spring classic tournament on April 7th at 10 a.m. at the Wind River Casino Event Center. This is a one-day tournament, so book your seat now. Your $170 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips. A $50 rebuy will get you an additional $5,000 in chips. $17,000 in chips available with rebuys and bonuses. All entrants will be hosted to lunch. This major poker tournament is limited to the
first 200 players and sells out fast. So reserve your seat today at the River Club, 1-800-280-UWIN, or online at WinRiverCasino.com. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $15,000 Spring Classic High Stakes Poker Tournament on Saturday, April 7th at 10 a.m. It's better on the river.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Stett for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, I'll stop the world. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. Carl Lindabot, Linda's on assignment, but Trish Clark is here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Go down and visit Steve Roberts and the rest of the crew at Crown Motors today. Look at your Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Ram dealership, and they've got them all. Now, they're out at Walmart this weekend for a huge sale out in Anderson at the parking lot out there. Huge selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your every need. A local company, if you're going to go, that's a big purchase. If you're going to be buying a vehicle here, soon, then you need to keep in the local area, keep the taxes here, keep the people here, keep the people employed. And Crown Motors is a local company.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Our guest is Lucky Jezrani. Now, there's other things going on. Let me throw this out, too, because Dolores Lucero gave me a call yesterday. And there's an article in the paper, you know, gosh, she didn't turn in her votes or her signatures for the putting an initiative on the ballot about raising the electric rates in the city of Shasta Lake. She says she's got them, but she wanted, just because it wasn't due until I think today, she wanted another day to collect them. So that's the story on it.
The filing is tomorrow, actually.
Yeah. So
she's going to gather more signatures today and turn them in.
That's right. And she said she had enough. She said she had over 324 at that time. I think you need 300. So she had more than she needed to put this on as an initiative. It has nothing to do with the recall. It just has to do with the city of Shasta Lake raising the electric rates, as everybody else is here. And you can try to explain it, but it doesn't. I mean, you can explain it by the Green Act that the state of California has done to injure all of us, mm-hmm. brought on by Schwarzenegger. I keep thinking
our
Schwarzenegger.
Our good Republican?
Yeah, our good Republican, and then compounded and piled onto by our Democrats. So there's enough blame on this one to go around.
The state of California is a tough place to live in.
It is. You know,
if you are a small business person, a person who'd like to make something happen just for your family and your community, there's a lot of rules and regulations in this state to try to get around to make anything happen or create any jobs.
You know, this 3 years ago, or 2008, that's 4 years ago, they had these septic tank things where everybody, you know, they tried to make one rule fit all, where if you had a septic tank, you were going to have to spend $600 to have it fixed. You may have to go new ones. Well, the people stood up for this and are elected.
It wasn't to have it fixed. It was, yeah. You had to do a check.
Yeah, which would cost thousands. Right.
Exactly. And you had to do it on a regular basis, and whether you had a problem or not.
Well, under the new version, is it's not even going to touch the people in Shasta County because we're not near the water. It is. It's a huge victory. However, it's Les Boss said, I don't see why we even have this one because we've already got our laws. Well, what the state is saying, we need a overriding one law that fits all. But that
and that's what's wrong with, yeah, the state of California, because you cannot make a law that's going to fit well for the people that live in downtown Los Angeles and the people that live in Bernie, California.
Or the people along the beach.
Just,
I can
get it.
If you've got a septic tank and you're right next to the beach or to a water source, but that's not what they're talking about. Anyway, Lucky, sorry, we just, you're our guest, but we just had to get all this stuff in here. And we've got a phone call.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Terry, good morning.
Hey, guy, how you doing?
Good morning,
good, Terry.
Terry.
What's up?
Great. Hey, you know, Rivera and Selma made a good comment on your program the other day, and that is that, you know, people should be out wanting to create business, wanting to create jobs. The entrepreneur should be out there trying to have a situation to make the economy better, and we're being so stifled by all these bureaucracies and by all these regulations, it's really gone way beyond the pale.
And Terry, that's exactly right. Our bureaucracy should be set up to help. How can we help you accomplish your dreams? And that ought to be the attitude when you walk into any of these planning departments, in any of the agencies, is to take those wonderful ideas to create jobs. We keep asking our politicians, what are you going to do to create jobs? They aren't supposed to be creating jobs. They're supposed to get out of the way and let the private entrepreneurs do it.
Well, you know, you really nailed it right on the button there. The thing is that we have to understand something. I mean, and you nailed it, and that is that we should respect authority. I mean, God wants us to respect authority, but the authority isn't the government. The people are the authority of the government, and that's the way the government was set up. The government was set up for the common good. These things are not for the common good. They're all for power. They're for controlling us. They're for taking our property rights. And again, a lot of people have this wrong when we need to respect authority. That's right. The people who we put in office need to respect our authority. They need to respect our wishes. When you have a situation where they don't do that, we've got problems.
Public servants doesn't mean is that the public is their servant. It's the other way around. And, you know, we pay their
yep,
salaries. And I'm not saying, and the vast majority of the people that work in government are great people. But when you get people who have been in there for a long time and becomes fiefdoms or elected officials who don't look out for us, every elected official should be held to one standard. What have you done to support that individual person in making themselves better? And if you haven't, if you're using your position to lay bureaucracy and lay other layers on people, then you don't need to be there.
Well put.
Okay, we got to take a break. Terry, thanks so much for the phone call.
You bet.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl Bott and Tricia Clark. You know, love having you here on Thursday.
I've enjoyed it.
You know what? You haven't turned it loose yet, but our guest, Lucky Jezrani, and Lucky brought in some just great things today. We'll finish up with Lucky as soon as we get back here. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train for many years.
You don't want to miss the Anderson Walmart parking lot sale this weekend at the Anderson Walmart Supercenter, Friday through Monday. The parking lot will be filled with a huge selection of quality used cars and trucks at super savings. On-the-spot financing, super low interest rates, top dollar for trade-ins. This is the sale you've been waiting for. It's your time to buy and save. Quality pre-owned vehicles at tremendous savings from Crown Motors, Friday through Monday at the Walmart Supercenter in Anderson.
Leaking gutters or leaky roof? Need new doors and windows or just looking for interior design ideas? Jeff and Shirley invite you to the Spring Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. From home theater systems to home mortgage experts, pools, spas, barbecues, and health and wellness professionals, you'll find it all at the original Home and Garden Expo, featuring local businesses, great ideas, and exclusive show-only discounts. Inside out, top to bottom, find everything you need all at the Spring Home and Garden Show this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Talk with your local experts for advice on the newest design concepts and technology, including the latest in everything green. Interior designers, furniture, and everything for the garden. Bring the whole family. Gates open at 10 a.m. Get your free plant courtesy of Orchard Supply Hardware and have a free house key made at the Carroll's Lock and Key Booth. Popovich Productions invite you to spend the day at your original Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Be sure to pick up your discount admission card at Palmer's Furniture, BCI Landscape, Integrity Heating and Air, or Carpet One, and find more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, we won't back down. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda's not here, of course, because she's doing On the Spot with Linda Bott at 6 p.m. tonight. But Trish Clark's here. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. What can I say? New coffee in the store, Italian Roast, Portland Blend, coffee special of the month, cookies and cream. 20-ounce drink for $3. Plus the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They do a lot for our community. They've been doing a lot for over 35 years, Joe and Shelley. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, we've got a phone call. Good morning. You're on.
Good morning, Carl.
Hello.
Hello. Hello?
Yes, hello? You're on.
Okay.
We only got a minute.
All right. Hi, Carl and Trish, and good to see you and Linda and the Anselmos at the Lincoln dinner. Wanted to let your listeners know that tomorrow at City Hall around the fountain, stand up for religious freedom. Our First Amendment rights are under attack, particularly by Obamacare, and we want to let Washington, D.C. and Obama administration know that we are standing for religious freedom. Join us at noontime tomorrow.
At the Civic Center, or not Civic Center, but the City Council area?
City Hall, yeah.
City Hall around the fountain, right?
Around the fountain.
Okay, that's tomorrow at noontime.
Tomorrow at noontime.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Great, thanks, Carl.
You bet, Greg. Bye. Okay, Lucky Jezrani is our guest, and Lucky, we give you the last 3 or 4 minutes here since we've been cutting in on you the whole time.
Hey, it's okay. It's been interesting topics.
There's a lot of things going on, and I tell you what, I mean, there's, I mean, lawsuits and everything. You know, we're gonna get with you after the show here and ask you a couple questions. So for the next time you're on, early next month, we can talk about some things here.
Yeah, that'd be good. Really, just to sum up today, it's a big victory yesterday by the U.S. Supreme Court. A lot of people sometimes criticize their decisions, but a unanimous decision by the court, I think, is something everybody can agree on. It's due process rights, property rights for individuals. This helps the corporations. This helps the individuals. It doesn't matter who you are. This is a true statement of freedom for individual rights.
I think that's true, and I would say that probably not everyone does agree with that. Certainly the Obama administration had a little bit of a problem with it. I don't think they agree. But unfortunately, it's about private property rights. It's about our Constitution. It's about actually following the oath of office that these people take when they go in.
Very true.
Have you been following, also, as long as we got a couple minutes here, have you been following about them having, it's been really big in the paper, on the having the classes on Bible education or Christianity after school? In the schools here?
No, I haven't. I don't know if that's coming up through the Supreme Court or working its way
through. No, this just started here. I mean, one of the schools after school lets people, you know, kids want to, they get to go to, I guess it's like a Bible school class.
They said that they can rent they can hold their classes after school just like any other organization, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. Bible study and any religion
they have the right. Like 400 comments on the blog saying, "Oh, you can't," you know, both sides, of course. But why shouldn't you be able after school with students of the school, and it's not school sponsored? But why can't you have Bible classes on school property after school hours.
I think that gets into more complex constitutional issues. I think it'd be all right as long as they're not limiting it to only one religion, if they keep the doors open to other religions to be able to present their views or to teach of their views. It's got to be secular.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And, you know,
and by choice. And the parents have to decide whether their children, it's not like nobody, anybody's forcing the kids to go.
Why shouldn't you be able to do that?
Something you enroll your kids in, just
like. It's a safe place for them to be.
Exactly. After school program.
I mean, it's after school programs. Okay. Hey, tomorrow we're having Steve Allen on, who is running for supervisor, I think, in District 3 against Leonard Modi. Is that
District 2?
District 2 against Leonard Modi.
The Happy Valley, East Shasta County, or West Shasta County area.
We'll have him on tomorrow, and he's very well known. He is the head union negotiator for all of our fire and police and sheriffs and everything. And he's running for office. So it's going to be a good time talking to Mr. Allen tomorrow.
Yeah.
And he'll be on. Plus, we have a number of other things we're going to be talking about, as usual. So... Wow.
Once a day, again, really interesting day. I love the way we can just bounce from topic to topic. Great being here.
Trish, we always love having you here, and you're going to be with us through the whole election year. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Ready.